You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven. An iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Thursday's caller edition of Help, I Suck at Dating. I hope you listen to Sunday's episode because we had Leah co-host with us and she was fantastic and we got her for another one. Yeah. We have three callers calling in again as we've been doing lately. Keep your questions coming. Maybe we can get you on the phone too. Email us at isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. I think our first caller is going to be Beth, and let's see if we can get them in here.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. You know, I can't complain. How are you?
Cannot complain. The sun is shining. It's absorbing into my skin. What could you complain about? It's a beautiful day. Beth, what's going on in your life today?
You know what? This is kind of embarrassing, and it feels stupid, but I could definitely use your thoughts.
Honestly, okay. We should rename that podcast. This podcast to that. This is embarrassing and stupid, hosted by Dean and Jared.
This is embarrassing and stupid, but that's
I would listen. I would listen. So I've been on the apps for a couple of months now. Uh-huh. And I just got, I can't get over the beards on these guys.
Yeah. Just for Leah and Jared, I was just hoping that she was going to say, well, I matched with a really famous artist. And I DM'd her. And she blocked me and deleted the app 24 hours later. Sorry, Beth. Continue.
No, it's okay. You know, it's not quite that dramatic. And maybe I'm being oversensitive. Maybe it's a location thing because I'm in the ruralish Midwest. But genuinely, it seems like 9 out of 10 of these guys have some scraggly, untrimmed 1 to 2 inch beards. And I'm not like not a 5 o'clock shadow situation, not groomed, but this patchy, messy beard. And it makes swiping hard for me because it's all I can see after all these profiles. All these guys look the same. And I'm worried that I might be passing up a genuinely great guy over facial hair, which sounds stupid. But then do I really want to date someone who doesn't know what a trimmer is? Like,
yeah.
Do I just look past it or what do I do?
I think it's so funny that you called into this podcast because Jared is maybe one of those guys. Although Jared's beard has been coming along really strong lately. And Leah lives in Denver, although she has a boyfriend now. I feel like Denver has to be the scraggly beard capital of the world.
It is, absolutely. And I will say, I never dated anybody before my current boyfriend that had, you know, a lot of facial hair. And I've always been into facial hair. I love a good man bun and a beard. But that said, if the beard is not being taken care of, that's hygiene. So if you really like somebody, I mean, I would just say at least go on a date because you never know. They could be doing that because it's a new thing or it's No Shave November. Well, it's not yet, but you never know when those pictures are from. And if it works out, you can always invest in some really good beard oil and make it very soft, or in the middle of the night, just go.
What's a good way to comfortably tell someone that, especially someone that you just met, that you want them to trim their beard more? Is there like a way you could approach that?
Well, I mean, as for Ryan, whenever his beard gets too long and kind of puby, I tell him, yeah. I say,
good, I love it.
Give me a kiss. And I'm like, oh, like that's scratchy, or, you know, it doesn't feel good. So mm-hmm. I'm open and I say, you know, this doesn't feel good on my face. Like, I don't want you to kiss me until you shave it down or put some oil in it, whatever you need to do. Because we women take so much care of ourselves. It's insane mm-hmm. what we do as women to make men feel good and, you know, feel beautiful for them. And if you find a guy that has a beard and you could see him looking good without it, you have to take that risk, because you have no idea if maybe they never had a beard before and it's like a new thing. And I would just say, go for it.
Yeah. It is pretty funny how men have these scraggly, disgusting beards, and then they see like a little bit of body hair on a woman and they're like, ugh,
yes.
This is disgusting.
I got you. Laser removal, painless. Come see me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm fortunate where I can't really grow a beard at all. I can only grow this disgusting pubic goatee. So I have like no choice really, but to keep it kind of clean shaven for the most part. But I don't know, Jared, what are your thoughts on this?
I like patchy beards.
You don't say.
I know. Listen, mine's not that bad. I keep it cleaned up. You know, I need to trim now, but yeah, I have a patchy beard. You know who else has a patchy beard? Keanu Reeves.
And Ben has a pretty patchy beard.
Yeah. Ben's got patchy facial hair as well. Yeah. He's got a patchy beard. I find all the cool kids have patchy beards.
You want to know who else had a patchy beard? Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think it's really patchy. I think that's like a full thick beard.
I don't know. I agreed without knowing, but you're going to go against JC?
Never.
I don't know. I mean, I got nothing. Like, just, I don't know. Tell him to shave it. Or if like, I don't know, if you don't find it attractive, then don't go after him. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tricky because, like you said, Beth, you're in the Midwest, where I think they probably run a little rampant out there. Mm-hmm. That is tricky, man. That is tricky. Maybe you could put in your profile, like, looking for a clean cut man or something.
Yeah,
like
that, you know? Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Have a beard? Question mark. Like, you're gonna have to shave it.
Swipe right. Get the clippers or swipe right.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, but I do agree with what Leah was saying too, because like you, especially if you're kissing it all the time, like, and your skin is not used to having that type of friction on it, you could break out, like you could have like skin reactions to it. So like mm-hmm. it really does, it is your, it like boils down to your comfort level and like keeping you more comfortable, which I think is important. Yeah, I don't know. I think you could just set the standard pretty early on. Like, hey, if you want to take this seriously and you want to date me, trim the beard. At least keep it clean shaven, or like Leah said, put some oil in it, get it soft. Mm-hmm. I wish I had more experience with this issue, but I don't think I have very good advice for you, Beth. I'm so sorry.
No, you know what? Honestly, you guys validated me, because I thought I was being really mean and overly picky. So at least I know it's okay to talk about it, and maybe I'm not that mean. So
there's definitely something going on in the air. Over the past like 5 to 10 years, guys have really stopped caring, myself mm-hmm. included. Guys have just stopped caring in their presentation of themselves, with like the beard, maybe it's going as far as saying like the way they dress. So it's not just you. I think that I really think there's been a shift in men where they just like are putting in minimal effort all the time.
There has, mm-hmm. but they would be livid if us women did that. I'm going to stop shaving my armpits. I'm going to whatever. Like,
the misogyny is very, very real.
Yeah.
You could do that. You could fight fire with fire, Beth. Just grow out some like nice armpit hair or something like that.
Braiding them.
Yeah. And say, look, I'll shave my armpits if you shave your beard. Simple as that. Win-win.
That would save so much money with like waxing appointments. You have no idea.
I don't have any idea, but I think it'd be hilarious.
Again,
and I'm all for
hair
it.
Removal. It is clutch.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to get TMI. Well, and we probably should move on to the next caller, but I wanted to get my butt waxed, and I just have never done it. I've always wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Your butt's going to be freezing.
Dean, if you come into Denver, I'll do laser hair removal on you.
On my butt. Kaylin wanted me to do it on my butt. And I said no. I thought it was painful. Anyways, Beth, thank you for calling. We hope that helps. Best of luck.
It does. Thank you so much.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Who do we have next? We have Rachel calling in.
Hi.
Hi, hello, Rachel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good. Thank you for asking. What's going on?
Well, I have like this really anxious attachment style. I just like get really like discouraged and immediately just like down on myself and sad when the person I've been talking to goes silent for a few hours, even like half a day. And I'm just talking to this guy right now that like, he's not the best at communication. He's like, you know, really over the phone and with texting, he does all right, but he's not communicating now. And it's been about 5.5 hours. So I'm just getting really, really anxious about that.
Get anxious about that.
I thought you were going to say 5.5 days. And then I was going to be like, girl.
Yeah, no. Hours, though. I mean, he could be working. He could be working on something very important and can't look at his phone, or he's with his family and can't look at his phone. I don't know. There's multiple explanations for not texting back within, you know, the span of like 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah, I know realistically that he has a life outside of talking to me. And I mean, it's dumb. I know it's so dumb to be like anxious about it, but I just can't help it. It's like, just talk to me.
Yeah, but it does come back to him a little bit too, especially if you can communicate that to him. Like, anxious attachment style. I have an avoidant attachment style, so maybe that's what his is, where I always just kind of keep my space and distance and all that kind of stuff. So maybe that's what he is, and then you guys just need to figure out a balance that works for you. But I do think the first step is communicating that with him. How long have you guys been together for?
I was gonna ask.
Well, we've been talking for about a couple of months, so
okay.
Yeah, it's definitely something I can communicate with him.
Yeah, long enough to where you should feel comfortable communicating that. And I don't think, I guess the simple fix is just to not be anxious about it. But like, I mean, you are. So I think the best thing to do is tell him that you are and why you are, and hope that it fixes itself. And if it doesn't, then maybe then try to be less anxious about it. But I think it's pretty unfair to just say, just don't be anxious. Whenever I try to use that logic on Kaylin, she gets really upset at me. She's like worried about something. And I just say, oh, just don't worry about it. It's simple. It's like, well, no, it doesn't work that, you know? So hopefully, you know, if he likes you enough, which it sounds like he does, if you guys been together a few months, that it's something he's willing to work on. But it's not going to happen right. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, you have to like be patient with it. And maybe you guys can kind of meet in the middle somewhere.
Yeah. It's just, I just start like thinking the worst and like my fears come up and it's just, is he just interested in me or is, you know, why is he not talking anymore? So I guess it's just a way of like working it out and talking about it that hopefully I can get some insight into his brain and what he's thinking.
Yeah. Well, Leah or Jared, do you guys know your attachment styles?
I actually don't. I know that, you know, I've been in a relationship for many years and we'll go the entire day without talking. We're both have jobs, both clients and meetings. And you just have to have that trust and that comes with time. And you know, at the beginning of a relationship, kind of in the honeymoon phase, you're talking more than you do later in life. But I don't know what this guy's, what your boyfriend's job is or, you know, what he does during the day, but there could be so many reasons why he's not texting you back. And if everything else besides the fact that he hasn't texted you back is going well and nothing seems off or sketchy, then I think maybe just give him a little bit of grace and wait to see what he says. And if, you know, if there's something sketchy going on, then that's a different story.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I guess I'd probably be secure attachment because.
Yeah, probably me too.
I don't know. Like, I don't get too anxious. And then I certainly don't avoid, but I do very much like my alone time. So I guess that would be secure because I'm not looking to avoid, but I don't need to be together. I just kind of like, I mean, I love Ashley
I
more
love
than anything,
my
obviously.
Alone time.
Yeah, but she wants to spend every minute with me and it's so sweet and I love her so much for it. But there are times where I'm like, I think I just kind of want to like close my door and listen to music, play video games. Is that cool?
That's what the bathroom is for.
Dude, people wonder why guys spend 45 minutes in the bathroom.
That's exactly why.
It's like I close and lock that door and I audibly go,
they're all the
especially
same
with the baby.
I swear.
100%. Leah, I know I don't know you that well, but Jared, I would agree with you that you're secure attachment as well. I think that's an astute assessment of yourself. But yeah, Rachel, hopefully that helps. You know, like we said, it's not something that's going to happen overnight. Hopefully you guys are able to work through it and figure out what works best for you guys. But thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, best of luck. Guys. Thank you. Bye.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
We have one more caller, ladies and gentlemen, of Help I Suck at Dating. Their name is Wesley. Let's see Great what name. Is going on in Wesley's life. It is a good name. Is it Wesley or Wesley? Which one do you guys think?
Wesley.
Mm. Wesley. Oh.
Wesley.
Wesley. It might be Wesley.
Wesley?
There's no T. I think Wesley has a T, doesn't it?
No.
Wesley.
Wesley.
I don't know. You know, like Leslie or Les. Like yeah, whenever like you say Leslie.
It's Leslie,
I'm
but
thinking
Wesley.
Wesley.
Yeah, Leslie with a W.
Well, let's find out. Wesley, how's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty good. How are you?
We're doing good. How do you pronounce your name, first and foremost?
It's Wesley.
Wesley.
Yeah. No, with a hard S. Wesley.
Wesley. Okay.
Yeah, it's Gotcha. Wesley.
Well, I'm thinking of, have you ever seen the Princess Bride?
Oh, many, many times. Many times.
Yeah. So the lead actor in there, his name is Wesley, yes. But it's spelled with a T.
Oh, no. He's nothing like
Wesley.
Me.
Well, that's one. Hold on, I got it. So his is Wesley.
Yeah.
How do you say yours?
Wesley.
Wesley.
Yeah. It's almost like a Z.
With a W.
Almost like, yeah.
Yeah. Wesley.
Yeah, exactly.
Wesley. That's what I was saying.
In fact, that was the most elegant pronunciation anybody has ever offered.
All right, Wesley, what's going on? What's going on?
All right, you guys. World? Here's the deal. Basically, I went out with this girl. Really like her. Nice, smart. We really click. We've been going out for like four or five weeks, about a month, something like that. And she said that she wants to wait a while to sleep together, to have sex, which is cool. I totally get it. She told me that in the past, you know, guys have been less than cool with that, but also she's been used a lot and she wants to be careful. I do like her. But after like this much time, I do want to have sex. I want to sleep together and I want to like make her feel comfortable and feel like I am, you know, committed and present and that I take the relationship seriously. And I don't really know how to demonstrate that to her without coming across as pushy. And so I just, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure how to play it or what to say.
Okay.
How long have you been together?
We've been seeing each other for like four and a half weeks.
Okay.
Still pretty fresh.
Yeah, it's fresh, but it's like a pretty good connection. I think we both acknowledge that we see real potential here.
Yeah.
But also like Leah, sex is part of the intimacy process. So I'm not totally sure. I don't know. It's a tough call.
So Wesley.
Yeah.
You said you really like this girl and you have a connection.
I do like this girl. We have a big connection. Yeah.
So my advice or what I would say is that hopefully you will have sex with this girl many, many times.
Yes.
What's the rush? Thousands of times. So I guess my question would be, what's the rush if she really wants to even take it further slow? You know, I mean, it's tough. There comes a point where obviously, you know, your needs have to be met too, sure. And there needs to be a conversation. But I think like a month in, it's not unreasonable to say, I'd like to wait a little bit longer.
I waited over a month and I wasn't needing to wait. I just, actually, I think Ryan was the one that said no to me. It's like, no,
damn,
I actually
Ryan.
Like you. So no. And I was like, well, let's do this. Have you guys had any other sexual interactions?
Yeah, we have. We've done other stuff. I don't know how detailed you want me to get, but yeah, we've like been involved in
too detailed.
In amorous behavior.
Okay.
But yeah, she seems pretty hesitant and I can tell that some of it does have to do with her past. Like, I don't know. She explained it to me, but I can also just feel it. Like there are reasons and certain experiences that have led up to this. I can feel that, you know?
Yeah. It's tricky, man. That's a tricky spot to be. I think as much as it stinks, you do have to just kind of be patient and let her move at her own speed. Especially, you know, like you're saying, you're 4 weeks in, not a lot of time, but not, it's not obviously no time. Like that's still a good amount of time to get to know someone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's tricky, especially when you really like them. And a lot of times like going that last step can really dictate where a relationship is going to go, whether it's for the better or for the worse, if you guys are compatible in that way. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's nice to just know sooner rather than later, but it's hard to like, you know, I think you should be as patient as you can be and kind of let her move at her own pace. But I don't know.
Is there a way that I can, without actually directly addressing sex, is there a way that I can sort of communicate or demonstrate to her that I am like really invested in this and that I do see her as someone that could potentially be a partner? And how can I express that?
That's a really good question. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I mean, I think open communication is the most important thing, really repeating. I think if you say it once, sure, it lands and she might respect you for it, but I don't know if she necessarily has to believe you. But if you showcase with not only your words, but your actions, which means, you know, making her feel as comfortable, you know, even, has she been to your place yet?
Yeah, she's been over.
So like having her over your place a couple more times and not even bringing up sex. You know, making sure that, hey, like, just because I'm inviting you over doesn't mean that I'm implying that we need to be intimate.
Communicating, like, I really like you. I completely understand where you're at. And, you know, I want you to know what my intentions are. So she feels comfortable and not pressured, because the pressure is what will make her run the other direction.
100%. True. I couldn't agree more.
I do think that's a good idea to let your intentions be known. Like, if you do see a long-term relationship with this person, that might help put her at ease when it comes to that aspect of things. Maybe like, I don't know if you've like met many of her friends or family yet, but I think once she sees you in that environment too, it'll help her feel more comfortable around you and make it seem like more of a long-term thing. Cause that's really what it seems like to me is the big issue. Like the impasse that she's having is, like you said, she's got these trust issues from the past. And if you make it clear to her that it's not just like a one-off thing and you do intend to be around for a while, which, you know, if you do intend for those things, then that's great. And I think that'll just kind of help things maybe speed up the process a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do agree with Leah. I think making your intentions abundantly clear is not like your immediate sexual intentions, but like your long-term relationship intentions. Mm-hmm. I think if you do plan on going that route, I think it's good to get that out there and let her know that that's how you feel.
Jared, you and Ashley have had a relationship. Like, you guys probably took some time. You guys were friends, relationship, up and down. Now you're married with a beautiful baby boy.
It was different though, because we weren't committed from right off the start. So it wasn't a commitment. And then we made a conscious decision to wait on the intimacy. It was more like up and down, friends together, not together. And then we were strictly friends for a very long time. And then we got together. And then, of course, we had conversations about intimacy, because anytime you go from being friends to in a relationship. But I don't know if those conversations are pertinent, because it was more of making sure that this felt right, which honestly it did. Like the first time we kissed, it was like, oh, okay, yeah, this is not weird at all, which is a great sign. But for you, Wesley, yeah, I think it's more about just reassuring her that you are putting her first before your own needs. And then there will certainly come a point, if you guys aren't intimate, where you're going to have a conversation with her saying, okay, you know, I've been as patient as I can and I want to continue moving forward and I want to make you feel as comfortable as possible, but I am attracted to you. I would love for us to move forward in this part of the relationship. And then, of course, if she keeps saying no, 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 and you're talking about 3 months now, of course, then you have to decide, okay, you know, is there something wrong here? Is she not attracted to me? What's going on?
Yeah, that's really good advice. You brought up another really good point, too, and that I've been thinking about. I realized she hasn't met my social circle, and that is a big thing that sort of sends the message, hey, I'm introducing you to my people, and I want you to know that just, it communicates so much about your intentions. And I think it's not by design. It's not like I've kept her away from my friends or anything, but that does feel like a step in the right direction.
Yeah. I've definitely been in relationships in the past where I've maybe waited to introduce them to my friends, and it's become a point of contention at times. So I do agree with you, Wesley, that introducing her to your friends would it'd be a step in the right direction, at least, for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's going to be some, and maybe I just won't bring all this stuff up. I mean, not talking about it is a way, like you all said, sort of just maybe like hands off for a minute, focus on other things, and that will sort of like unfold on its own, and comfort will just grow organically. And I do.
Right.
Yeah. It's good advice. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what too, if you're in a relationship where like not being physically intimate isn't the only thing keeping you guys together, then that's a good thing, right? Like if you guys genuinely enjoy spending time together and then you also find out later on that you enjoy having sex with each other, that's a win-win. Rather than many relationships nowadays are sex first and then figure out if you guys get along after, where then you find out there's nothing to get, like you guys just don't get along and the only thing you like about each other is having sex with each other, then that, I think that's kind of why a lot of relationships fail. But if you guys find out the friendship and like the relationship component before the sex, then I just think it's kind of more, leads you to be more successful in the end, I think.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think, like, in the other things that we've done, like, obviously we've made out and stuff like that, and again, I won't go into it, but there's, that stuff has felt good. That, like, beginning sexual stuff, that's felt pretty good. Do you guys think that that's usually a trustworthy, dependable indication that sexual chemistry and all that stuff will, like, be in line and it will fall into place? Or do you think that's, like, not necessarily true?
I think I feel like I'm monopolizing the conversation here. I think
I think it'll fall in line.
I think it'll fall
in
line.
It's a great sign.
I remember when Kaylin and I first made out, like the first week or so of us making out, she kept like doing something weird, like she was like biting my lip or something, and I was like, I don't like this. Please stop. And then sure enough, eventually she figured out what I like, and vice versa, I figured out what she likes, etc. So I think a lot of that stuff can be like learned with your partner. And sometimes you have habits that you think are good and aren't good for the specific person.
Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely think that's something that, if it's not great right away, it's not, which is not what you're saying. It could be great later. And like you were saying, too, like the non-sexual, like makeout sessions you guys are having, if those are good, that's a good sign for later on too, I would say.
True. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't call them totally non-sexual, but you know,
yeah,
they're, yeah, it's a tough thing to navigate, especially these days, because like, I guess in the media, not that I feel one way or another about it, and on social media, there's so much sexual content and relationships are so built on that. So it does get tough to sort of find your own rhythm, I guess.
It's so weird because like you said too, social media does such a bad job of portraying what like a healthy relationship is supposed to be.
Sure.
Like they over-sexualize everything. Yeah. And so it's just like, it's like, everyone wants to carry it to that standard, but in reality, it's nothing like that. And it shouldn't be, because that's like an over-sexualization of all those things anyways. But it is still like you're saying, Wesley, is still an important facet of any relationship. But like we've all kind of agreed, I do think that taking time, especially like being mindful of her speed is definitely the most important. And it does set you up for hopefully more success down the line. But I agree with you that social media is kind of ruining a lot of things in that regard.
The one thing I'll say is, Wesley, just be careful about who you engage with on social media as far as like liking very attractive women's photos, because I can tell you from my experience and many other women's experiences that it definitely rubs us the wrong way. It makes us feel like we're not your priority. So just keep that.
Don't get Jared started on that. He will go on a big rant about liking models' pictures on Instagram. What does a like do? What does a like do for you? What does it do for them? It's just like, come on. But I agree. I mean, I fully agree with you, Leah.
Yeah, that's good advice. You got to be careful. Yeah, I know. I think the same is true for men. I mean, I think maybe not to the same degree, but that phenomenon does play out when the gender roles are reversed as well, I think.
Yeah.
I've felt that jealousy.
For sure. Well, best of luck, Wesley. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Wesley.
Thanks for the good advice, guys. Have a good one.
See you later. Yeah. Who's this cute little puppy?
Darla. This is my dog who got attacked.
Aww.
Driving. She needs a haircut really bad, but she
looks great.
Thank you.
I was going to say you got your lip bust open, but I couldn't even tell on the Zoom.
Well, I have lipstick on, but when I got, it was literally split in half and it was hanging open. And she was in the ER. I was in the ER at a different place. And I was like, look, guy, like, this is my face.
Yeah.
Don't mess this up. But at the same time, I really didn't care. I didn't even know what happened until after, because I had so much adrenaline during the attack that Ryan actually looked at me and was like, I'm like, what? Yeah, we got to take Darla. And then he looked at me and like pointed, and I went in the bathroom and was like, holy, just literally holding my lip together the whole ride.
Jeez. Well, that's good to know, because Kaylin also got bit by our dog, seven stitches on her lip. And she's like kind of self-conscious about the scar. It's basically unnoticeable now, but it has gotten a lot better over time.
And it will. And also, like what I've been doing is, it's very, I have some lipstick on. It's very, very hard to see, but I've been microneedling it. Like if I go get a microneedling treatment, you just microneedle over scar. It helps break down that scar tissue. That goes with any scar on your face. So highly recommend.
I think it's cool. Dudes love scars. So
dudes love scars. Yeah. Women don't, but dudes do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was nice to meet Darla. And Leah, thank you so much for co-hosting these last two episodes with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. It was great.
Of course. Thank you.
We'll be on the lookout for some big news from you and Ryan pretty soon.
Yeah, you that do. Happens.
Hell yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyers, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.